Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the skies are clear across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a mild night while Jerusalem cools down slightly. Haifa stays pleasantly warm, making it a lovely evening for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF has killed a Hamas terror cell commander in the Gaza Strip earlier this hour. Also from the Times of Israel, two IDF soldiers were killed in southern Lebanon today as fighting against Hezbollah continues. Also this hour, JNS highlights that Israeli commandos reportedly operated in northern Iran from Azerbaijan earlier today. Separately, Forward reveals that Hezbollah has rejected a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal between Lebanon and Israel from earlier reporting. And finally, I-24 News reports that the IDF confirms a soldier was filmed assaulting Palestinians during the Huwara clashes earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. AIPAC, an influential pro-Israel advocacy group, stated minutes ago that a White House official denied a story as false and not sourced from knowledgeable individuals. Hillel Neuer, a human rights advocate, noted that Jason Wright, linked to defending controversial figures, represents both a 9/11 mastermind and a Hamas apologist, posting just now. I-24 News English shared that the New York Times alleges Israel has targeted senior Pentagon officials in espionage efforts, posting earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Gaza Strip, the IDF announced the killing of Muhannad Othman Yassin Farwana, a Hamas commander, involved in planning attacks against Israeli civilians. This action aims to dismantle key threats in the region, according to the Jerusalem Post. Turning to the ongoing conflict in southern Lebanon, the Times of Israel reports the deaths of Septain Shahar Gamla and Saigon Ohad Yari amid continued clashes with Hezbollah. This incident highlights the escalating tension along the Israeli-Lebanese border. Meanwhile, JNS reveals that Israeli commandos have been active in Azerbaijan close to Iran as part of a broader military strategy. This underscores Israel's proactive measures against Tehran's influence. In a related development, Forward indicates Hezbollah's rejection of a ceasefire deal brokered by the U.S. This decision prolongs instability in the region, affecting diplomatic efforts. Finally, regarding the incident in Huwara, I-24 News confirms the IDF is investigating the assault of Palestinians by a soldier. This raises concerns over military conduct and accountability. On the economic front, first, Katek reports that Palo Alto Networks' valuation doubled to $243 billion, driven by AI acquisitions and growth, though concerns about profit margins loom. Separately, Globes highlights a financial controversy as Simad Holdings' owner mismanaged funds, leaving investors uncertain about their NIS $620 million bond investments. And finally, Ynet Business notes that Israel has reinstated a $75 VAT exemption limit for overseas packages, impacting online shoppers with increased costs. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.